USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senators are now asking questions in day 8 of President Trump's impeachment trial.
I send a question to the desk.
They sent their questions to Chief Justice John Roberts to read aloud. Democrats hope to call witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. But White House counsel Patrick Philbin says Democrats missed their shot.
They didn't even subpoena John Bolton.
Lead House Manager Adam Schiff.
There's no way to have a fair trial without witnesses.
Bolton's attorney now has a letter from the White House warning him his new book contains classified information. They say the book could violate federal law. A plane from Wuhan, China, carrying 200 Americans, has landed in California. All on board passed health screenings while they were in Alaska. Many airlines have stopped their flights to China to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Firefighters are battling a blaze in a high-rise residential building in Brentwood, California. L.A. Fire official Brian Scott says the fire started on the sixth floor.
We have launched our airborne assignment to the helicopters to work to rescue people vertically from the top who might be trapped by the fire floors from being able to safely get down below.
The crews have also placed inflatable air cushions on the ground. It's still not known yet if there are any injuries or deaths. After years of trying, it's now finally over. Britain's exit from the European Union. Members of the European Parliament stood up and sang Auld Lang Syne right after ratifying the Brexit withdrawal agreement. Some in the British delegation broke down in tears. At 11 p.m. local time this Friday night, Britain will leave the EU. And British people will then cease to be citizens of Europe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
South Korea says a 2.5 magnitude earthquake was detected in an area near North Korea's nuclear test site. The tremor occurred at around 9:30 a.m. in an area near Kilju. The minor quake is believed to be the result or the aftermath of North Korea's sixth nuclear test, which occurred September of 2017. Experts say that test may have involved a bomb that released the same energy as 108 kilotons of TNT. 3 years ago, they also warned of a major environmental disaster as a result of the explosion. Seoul's weather agency described the tremor as a natural earthquake and said it occurred in an area less than 2 miles from North Korea's nuclear test site. In May 2018, North Korea invited foreign journalists to witness the detonation of that test site. A former pop star has a new book. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Out promoting her upcoming memoir titled Open Book, pop star Jessica Simpson really opens up about her struggles with alcoholism, discussing some of the difficult issues in an interview that aired on NBC's Today Show.
I had started a spiral, and I couldn't catch up with myself. I was just, like, spiraling, chasing my tail, and that was with alcohol.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.